Well, last night in Texas, the Yankees knocked out 5 more home runs. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. So, yeah, the Yankees, 5 more home runs and another win. They've played 3 less games than the Red Sox, and they've got a half-game lead, and they're beating the teams they should beat.
Baseball's getting unwatchable. There's too many home runs being hit. This kid last night came up for the Nationals, Juan Soto, 19 years old. First at bat, it's a 422-foot home run opposite field. I mean, come on. Take the golf balls out of the baseballs. Bring back the baseballs to where they're supposed to be. Every game's getting 5-6 home runs hitting it. It's ridiculous. It's an unwatchable product now. Pitching, there is no pitching. You might as well just go put a tee up and have people hit baseballs. It's a joke. Can't watch. It's to the point where I can't watch baseball anymore.
Well, gosh, that's two sports now, football and baseball.
It's ridiculous.
The pitching
is at a premium. There's nobody that can pitch. The Yankees hit five home runs last night off Methuselah, who's the Rangers' best pitcher. What's that tell you about the Rangers? When you got a guy that's 900 years old and he's your best pitcher. Baseball's in big trouble. But this is the product people want. They want to hear exit speed. They want to hear 487-foot home runs. They want to see an 18-7 game. If that's what they like, I'll find something else to watch because this is an unwatchable product. I'll watch the minor leagues.
Well, if you remember back to the big Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire home run race, and that was really the crowning of the steroid period, and that's how baseball got interest back after their strike.
Well, if that's what baseball needs to get interest back, it's not going to get my interest. I'll watch the playoffs, but even there, it's ridiculous. Any ball that you get any kind of wood on goes 900 feet. It's ridiculous.
All right. Well, anyways, with that, where do you want to go in sports then?
The Caps stayed alive last night.
What do you think their chances are?
They'll lose. They'll go to Tampa and lay the golden goose.
Think so?
Yeah. If I had to put money on it, I'd put money on Tampa Bay. It was a close game last night. Tampa Bay played them real tough. The Caps scored a little more than halfway through the second period on a power play, and that was the big difference. The Caps goaltender played real good last night. They got a third goal late in the third period. They got their second goal halfway through the third period, and the way the goaltender was playing last night for Washington, that Tampa Bay wasn't going to get back in this game. Home ice is big. Home ice is big in Game 7s. You got to give Tampa Bay the advantage. They came back off the mat being down 2-0, won 3 in a row. Washington had their back up against the wall last night. If Washington was ever going to play a good game, it was last night. If Tampa Bay was ever going to be a little short, it was going to be last night. I think they go to Tampa and they handle Game 7, and you'll see a Tampa-Las Vegas Stanley Cup.
Who would you think would be the favorite in that?
I would think Vegas would be the favorite.
Yeah,
I would have to think Vegas would be the favorite. They're coming off a short series against Winnipeg. They've had short series throughout. Tampa Bay just went 7 games with Washington. They played more games in the playoffs to get to the finals. They have to be a little bit of a more tired team. I would think Vegas would have to be the favorite.
All right. Where else do you want to go now?
What else is going on?
Not much, really.
The Mets won again.
Yeah, I'm not a Met fan, but I'm really proud with the way they put things together and came back after that big start, and then they fell flat on their face. And it's really hard sometimes to turn that around, especially with the talent they have. It really is an impressive thing what they're doing.
Well, the big thing for the Mets was the fall apart of Arizona. That's what boosted the Mets. Arizona's playing awful. The Mets caught them at the right time, and the Mets beat them. Last night they struggled against Miami, beating them 2-0. And just to show you the status of the Mets, they're looking to add a player, Jose Bautista. That says a lot right there. Another washed-up player. Another has-been.
Is he going to come at a decent price for them, or does it just doesn't matter?
He could play for free.
Okay. It's that bad, huh?
Look at the Mets lineup. It's a bunch of retreaded bald tires. Jose Bautista. Where's he going to play? Pretty much anywhere he wants on the Mets. Yeah.
Well, what do you think? I'm going to ask you this. What do you think of the young players that the Yankees have? Do you think they're going to keep them all? Or do you think they're going to try to trade them?
No, they're going to trade them.
You think they're
going to trade them? They need pitching.
But they for some, how does a team get stuck like that? I mean, it really is pretty amazing.
Good scouting and luck. I mean, there's no way to project how a kid's going to make his way to the major leagues. You see a young kid has talent, and you take a shot with him. The Yankees rolled the dice about 10 times, and they came up with sevens about 8 of them. It's good scouting, getting good players, and you get lucky that they all pan out. That's what happened. You can't say, oh, these guys can't miss major league prospects. You know, it's a combination of them being good players and major league pitching being awful. There's no other way of looking at it. A lot of people don't understand that. They say, oh, they're in the major leagues, they're pitchers. Yeah, that's good. They're not major league pitchers 20 years ago. They're major league pitchers now. They can't hit spots. They have no moving pitches. They just go out there and hump it up, try to throw 95 all the time, and 95 straight is probably the easiest pitch in baseball to hit, and that's what these guys throw. And what I mean by hit is you might miss it once, you might miss it twice, you're not going to miss it three times, and the third time you hit it, you're going to get good wood on it, and with the ball being, instead of saying Rawlings, it says Titleist, it goes 450 feet.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because the Yankee lineup, if you watch the Yankees in these games, the third time around with the pitcher, the second time around, is when they start hitting. Always the first couple times around that the Yankees have maybe one or two hits, and then in the middle of the game when they've seen a pitcher a while is when they seem to start hitting.
That's because pitchers can't pitch. they're two pitch pitchers at best. They can't pace themselves. Like I said, they just go out and throw as hard as they can, as long as they can. So what little movement they may have had in the first or second at bat is gone by the third at bat. They don't know how to pitch. They can't hit spots. They throw no breaking balls. They don't set batters up. They just go out and throw the ball. They're human pitching machines. And like you said earlier, back in the early 90s, when the steroid era, everybody juiced up, McGuire and Sosa and company. Well, now instead of juicing up the players, they're juicing up the balls. So it's the same thing.
All right there, Mr. Kazi. I guess we're going to take leave of our senses and let you get going, and we'll check with you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
All right, take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.